Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N Word. I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%, who is also doubling as the queen of the little people. And we want to holler at you tonight. So give us a call, 646-929-2037. You want to give us a call because tonight we have writer, director, also king of the little people, and he doubles as Dark Helmet from Spaceballs, Mr. Travis Ware, my homie, author. Y'all gotta holler at this brother. He's got a graphic novel coming out here, Wind and Fire, Blind Faith, that y'all gonna want to check out. So of course, we want y'all to come holler at us. 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. We, of course, encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama site at smoothdrama.com. Check us out. Join our Yahoo group. Also, Facebook, Twitter, my yearbook, Smooth Drama. But I know y'all really don't want to holler at me. You really want to get at the queen of the little people. So, queen of the little people, tell them where they can catch you at.
That's right, bitches. I'm queen of the little people now. That's what you shall call me. they can catch up with me, as always, Miss 100% spelled out on Facebook. Miss 100% spelled out at yahoo.com is the email address. Please email me with any questions. Don't be afraid. Don't ask my neighbor. You want to know about me 100%, talk to me. And then I'm still looking for my knight in shining armor to break my Twitter virginity. So get at me 100% on Twitter.
Don't ask my neighbor. Don't want me out there.
Talk to me. Oh. You are crazy.
Anyway, speaking of not being afraid of the computer, it's Special Helmet Night.
Yes.
You know, since we got my homie Travis Ware, who is Dark Helmet, coming on to the show later on, we got to give our special helmets. And our first candidate for special helmets is Camille Mazzocca. And you know where he's from, right?
No.
Camille is from my favorite state.
Oh. Okay, Florida.
And what is Camille getting a special helmet for? My man Camille, and once he found out he was being raided by federal agents, figured, I'm going to stab my computer with a samurai sword, and that's going to stop them from getting information from my computer.
Really, son? Really? he stabs a... Oh, okay. All right. Have you ever heard of a thing called a hard drive?
You want to talk to folks, but then that's the reason why you got a special helmet.
What the hell?
You know, because he obviously thought, well, you know what? And I'm thinking Zoolander for some reason.
Oh, that just sounds like a Zoolander moment.
Yes. I don't know if y'all remember Zoolander.
Yes.
they're trying to get the information out of the... It's inside the computer. And they're opening up the computer. They were models, and they were not that smart. That's what I'm thinking. He's like, I got a sword. Y'all ain't getting nothing out of here.
Reality should be fantasy. That's that moment right there. You know.
No, he's just stupid.
That's that moment where you know, you think of doing some shit like that, and then you're like, that's not a good idea. So, okay.
You get the special helmet. The special helmet.
Oh, sparkly one.
Yeah.
People can see coming from miles away.
Right. Oh, that's the dude right there. Mommy, look at his special helmet.
That's the samurai dude, Mommy.
I want one like that. No, you don't, baby.
No, your ass don't. Go for your ass.
Oh, and if that's not enough, we got a gang of folks that you can give a special helmet to, but we got to give one to John Bosley. Well, not John Bosley. I'm wrong. I apologize, John Bosley. We're going to give it to Christopher McCormick of North Canton, Ohio, who decided, and this never gets old for me, he decided to drive his car into the federal building and then run naked from the scene.
Wow.
I love people who decide to do crime and be naked at the same time.
Wow. Yeah, it's like, okay, if I'm butt naked, they can't shoot me because I don't have a weapon. If I'm butt naked, they'll think I'm crazy, so they'll, you know, they won't, I might get my ass kicked, but they won't kill me because they'll know something is mentally wrong. And did you see the video? They like to beat and kill crazy people. So stop it.
No, hold on. I have to challenge you on that. Remember, we saw the dude in Northern California. When he was naked, you gave a hard time. See, normally, you would shoot him, but a naked man, you can't say had a gun. And two, the nakedness throw the cops off. You can't pull your gun on a naked person.
And it's hard to wrestle down a naked person because you the whole time try not to grab his nuts, you know?
Well, but you see, that's why I said that the naked throws the cops off. Because if you had on clothes, they would shoot you.
Right.
But you just being naked, they're like, And then they wrestling with you, but then, bam, free penis just floating all over. They can't mess with you.
They got the wrong people trying to wrestle you down. Cause yeah, had it been me, I'd have been all over. I don't care. All right. I like penis. I'm sorry.
That's why you're not a cop.
What is this in your pain? I don't believe you. Let me see. I think you got a concealed weapon.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Yeah. 100 harassing people left and right. You will never get the badge. But 100, I will say that you probably... And I want to paraphrase this to white people. I'm not racist. I'm not against you in any way, shape, or form. I'm just, remember that show When Animals Attack?
Oh yeah.
And you know, it was predominantly 99% white people who wanted to take pictures with animals and pet them and stuff. And you know that show got taken off the air because people got tired of seeing y'all get attacked by animals.
Right.
So I thought that was done.
Now, why?
I thought it was done until I saw this story. Violet DeMeo, whatever. She... at a game park, they tried to enter the enclosure of some cheetahs to take a photo next to the cheetahs.
Really?
Yeah. And then the cheetahs attack, and she had to play dead just to stay alive.
Oh my goodness.
I just want to say, look, nothing against y'all, but stop.
It's always y'all.
Stop.
I don't get it. It's like, what is a white person's obsession with wild animals and wanting to be close to them motherfuckers? Get it through y'all head. Now, we even had this conversation once before. Now.
Right.
They don't like y'all ass. They don't like people. They don't like each other. So what the fuck? They going to eat your asshole out. Stop it. You going to be walking around with just no ass whatsoever. Just stop. Mm. I'm begging you. Please.
That is an uncool thought. But yeah, what 100 said. Or you'll end up on the dead social network.
Right.
Yeah, if you don't know what that is, they set up a social network where when you die, you can update your status, and I guess you can come back as a ghost and holla at people.
The way it works, because I know it sounds freaky when I first heard about it. If you know that you're probably going to die, it's basically for people that, you know, got an illness or people that like to prank. You know, you can set it up so you keep communicating with the people. And if you stop communicating, about 3 months after you stop communicating, they send all of your messages that you made. They'll send it to the list of people that you want to send it to, which in a way I think is kind of a sentimental thing, because maybe you got a loved one. You like, you know, I may have left early, but I'm okay. I'm not hurting anymore. I love you guys, but they're not using it for that. They're using it to fucking prank people and scare the shit out of them, which I think is bad taste. So.
Well, the point is, it's dead social network, and I don't want my dead uncle hitting me up on the update tip. What's up, Neff? How you doing? I can't answer that back.
But you know what? I could see myself doing that because I love practical jokes. So I would send one like, yeah, let's do lunch Thursday. You know, like, yeah, meet me at such and such. You know, and they're like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? Yeah. I would love to do this to somebody.
No, I'm sorry.
Does that make me mean?
That's unappealing to me. But maybe it's just me. I'd have to be you to understand. It's a queen of the little people thing. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. One for Mr. Esther Inworth. I got you, boo. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm saying you are the self-styled queen of the little people. You are on air saying it. Are you not?
That is not how the whole thing came about. I just said that if there was ever a little people revolution, then they would take me in because I'm so short, but I'd probably be like the queen because I'd probably be a little taller than all of them, but I could still join the little people group. So we started to all hail queen of the little people.
Right.
I embrace my short.
Right. Face. You embrace it, right?
Yeah, I embrace being
the queen. You went through all that just to say, yeah, I'm the queen of little people. On that note, we're going to go to another queen before we bring my main man Travis on. This is Queen Latifah, Black Rain. So.
Who got my back?
together, you got to move.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with Mr. F the N-Word. I'm Miss 100%, and that was Queen Latifah, Black Hand Side. And now let's get tonight's guest, author of Wind and Fire, Blind Faith, Travis Lewis, on the line.
Give me five on the Black Hand Side.
Okay, here you go.
What's the deal, man? Welcome to Smooth Drama. Well, welcome back.
Appreciate.
Hey, Travis.
Miss 100%.
Where's that?
It's all good in the hood.
All right.
So they tell me.
So tonight's the payoff. Even though I haven't gotten it yet, I'm hearing about the wind and fire, blind faith. What's the deal? What's happening with it? When we gonna see it and tell the people who don't know what it's all about?
Well, it's the first of a 5-part. Animation franchise that's coming out. We're starting with the graphic novel. For people that don't know what a graphic novel is, think of a big comic book. Okay. And we have a Facebook page on it, and we have a website, and we're getting good reviews on it for the artwork and the story. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
I got a question. What made you want to do something like this? Have you always wanted to be a writer and producer and all of that, or did you just kind of fall into it?
Actually, no, I did not. I didn't want, when I started, I'm not going to say that because they'll tell you how old I am. when I started back in the day where...
52.
Yeah, that's your age. F the N-word, you know yours is coming. But I drew, I started with the story when I was in high school. And I always wanted to be like a television show and publish the book. Well, but you know how times and money is, so it was hard to do. But now I came back to it and revised it and revised the story on the franchise.
Okay. So,
I'm kind of like taking it back to bring you forward.
So set it up for us. Give the audience just a little snippet about the whole thing, the graphic novel series.
What is the story is about two detectives that are in homicide in Manhattan, New York. One, the main character, his name is Travis Wayne, that he was blinded when he was a rookie cop. And I kind of take you back to the story of how he became blind, why he's the way he is before the movie comes out. And his partner is a homicide detective named Anna Sky, that you also learn how she became his partner and how she become a homicide detective. It's kind of a book like what makes the main characters tick and who they are today.
Okay.
And it leads you up into the movie where they actually do meet.
Okay.
So they don't meet in the graphic novel. They just pass by each other like lovers in the air.
Yeah, like two ships passing in the night.
Wow.
You know, it's more of their backgrounding, and it's like each part of the franchise is a step further into their lives. It's like the graphic novel is who they are and why they are. And I'm bringing them closer to the movie when they first meet and they get on their first case. Then the video game, you meet different types of other characters that interact with them while they're on their case. And then the series, they're going through different cases. Then the live action is actually the first CGI movie. It just live people.
So my number one question to you is,
here it comes.
Does the black man die?
Black man is the lead, so he can't die.
All right.
That's all. You know what? That's.
But I ain't saying I ain't gonna kill another black character. But
come on now.
See, I was about to say we good. Interview's over with. We can have a black man dying. I'm
killing black folks. What's wrong with you, man?
Come on.
Everybody got to die somehow. Everybody got to die somehow.
As long as they don't die first.
No. We kill off everybody else first. You know.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm good.
See, that just wrong, Ms. 100. That just wrong. On so many levels.
Okay, so now with this, I know you said you're doing the graphic novel, and then you want to do the CGI movie, the video game. Where do we? I mean, how did we conceptualize this? And bring us through your thought process in planning all this out and your time frame.
So how much time we got on this show?
You got 25 seconds. Then you got to get out here.
And it's mine. When I started the story, I wanted to take it back to get more depth into each character to make them more believable, and I couldn't just do it in a film. I couldn't just do it in a video game because you don't really get all of the whole story or who they are. So the franchise is kind of like going through their lives and seeing who they are, piece by piece.
All right, you're going through it piece by piece. Me and 100 was talking. We was like, what's our role?
What's your role?
Yeah.
A great supporter.
Well, speaking of supporters, who would you say are the biggest supporters of your type of work? Like, and then also, people that you see may not be interested, do you have any ideas how to get people like myself? Because I'm not into comics. I'm not into this type of thing, but it seems interesting, but I don't know. I mean, how could you win me over and get me interested? Is the storyline that good that I would want to just engage?
Well, the story is, if a person likes drama, if a person likes mystery, if a person likes martial arts, if a person like action, they will love this story. If they ever watch Sopranos, if they ever watch Law and Order, SVU.
Oh, that's my show.
So if they like that type of thing, they will love my story because there's a little bit of everything in there.
Just
pictures. And in the pitches for mature readers, let me say that. So if you're under 18, ask your mama, can she buy the book for you?
Okay. That's very important.
It is important because I don't want to pay for nobody's therapy after their child done read the book.
Okay.
Wow, it's like that.
Yeah, sex, violence, murder, blood.
All stuff that makes money. I say you
there
got
you go. What makes the world go around?
Well, you in America, man. At 6 years old, you subject to that. You're not traumatized. They'll probably be mad at you. Like, hold on, ain't enough killing in this.
In some neighborhoods, you learn that as soon as you walk out the door.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think you'll be all right. Now, I noticed the art style. Talk about the art style and why you chose that style.
What I had to look for an artist that could bring something new to the table. So I had to go all the way to Indonesia to find him. it's kind of a anime meets American, you know, kind of a manga type art. And he's doing extra, he's doing a new type of color technique, and he's doing it on my comic, so it'll be the first time you ever seen this kind of color technique that he's doing. He's a great artist. If you ever go to my fan page, and you actually see the actual penciling, inking, and some coloring on it. And there's also an excerpt of the comic book.
Yeah, I saw that. And, you know, for interested people like myself who've been anticipating it since we first talked about it a couple of years ago, back in 1854?
No, that was 1649.
Oh, my bad. Right. We were wondering, when can we expect to see the book?
Our expected release date will hopefully, and we hope and pray, it will be late July, early June this year.
All right. And so after the graphic novel, is that when we go into the movie, or do we get the video game? Which one is next?
The movie will be next. The comic, the graphic novel is actually the stepping stone for the movie. So once you started reading the series, there's going to be more than just one book. It's going to be a whole series to come out. But you're also going to have knowledge of the characters by the time the movie comes out. You're going to be like, oh, now I know why he does this. I learned that in issue 3, you know, and things like that. You'll be educated.
Okay, so I have one last question for you.
Sure.
Earlier you mentioned, you know, finances and things like that. Now, do you have investors, or is, you know, are you willing to allow, you know, the public and fans, you know, donate money to help support this? And if so, you know, how can they do that? Where can they, you know, go to support and to bring the help to him? And seeing that this, you know, a black person, African-American person succeeds. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're always looking for sponsors for product placement in the comic book, where a person can have their product used by one of the characters, or drive by their business, place of business, or anything like that. You know, we're always looking for sponsors for that. Okay. If not the first issue, the second issue, or the third, or the movie, or the video game, it's a franchise. So once they get into sponsoring, they're not just sponsoring the comic book, they're sponsoring the whole franchise.
And then their advertising, it won't actually be in the book. It'll actually be a product that's being used in the storyline.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly, because these days nobody actually does ads in a comic book. That's like old school, where it's like used to have like the bubble gum or the X-ray glasses back in the day.
Exactly.
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, did I just show my age?
Yeah, y'all cats are a little older than me, so you know.
Oh, damn it, man.
Yeah. People already knew that we was born in the 1800s anyway, so.
There you go. Yeah. Ben Franklin still owe me some money.
He's a bastard. So now we want to know, because we not going to get off this. I mean, one, I expect an advanced copy. Two, I'm still frozen. I know 100 just want to walk across the street in the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
She ain't asking. She just want to walk across the street.
Yeah, you made me a special thong, and I'll wear. And okay.
Really?
I won't. I won't do that. Okay.
Did you say special thong?
Okay, fine. Just make me sure. Give me
I'll
a outfit that's
not a problem.
Man, you see what I'm working with here? I'm trying to just get her in the movie to walk across the street. She talking about special thongs.
Ain't nothing wrong with special thongs these days, you know? Let the woman talk.
Queen of the little people, you know, costume or whatever, you know.
I heard that I was the king of little people.
You're actually Dark Helmet.
Dark Helmet. Oh my goodness. Oh.
Hey,
where's Gogurt at? For those of y'all that know Spaceballs.
Yeah.
They, you know, they don't know because good is dumb.
I got a question for you guys. What's up with this about nudity robbing?
I just think that right now, because folks say we got 7 months left, we just gonna be naked when we commit crime.
I mean, like, wouldn't you be afraid that something might get shot off from a cop, you know?
No, because we talked about that earlier. They not going to approach you. They're going to be stunned that you naked in the first damn place.
Right.
They're not going to try to touch you. You know, they just like, look, you know what to do. Lay down on the ground. Put your hands behind your back, you know.
But that can also backfire because, you know, a naked black man or a naked white man just jump out at you. You're going to grab your gun first and just, it might just scare the hell out of him and just go, wow!
We got the proof.
We got proof.
You remember the 6'5", 300-pound black man in Walmart trying to steal socks?
Yeah.
Didn't get shot.
I just want to know where he's going to put the socks in his hand.
Hey, I mean, he stripped naked for a long second. Call it, young hair.
Yes, I was trying to get talk to Travis Ware.
This is he.
Hey, this is sis. I'm at work. Hello, how you doing?
Oh, loud. Hey, sis.
Yes, yes. Shout out.
That's what's up.
Oh, family calling. I appreciate
it. I'm just giving you a shout out, letting you know I love you and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, boo. Oh. Thank you.
That's what's up. That's real fam. That's real love, real support. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm touched now.
All right, gotta go back to work. Love you.
All right, don't get fired.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Thank you, caller, for calling in.
Wow.
That's a beautiful thing.
Beautiful thing.
Ooh. All right. Well, tell the people where they can find this book, and if they wanted to just holler at you, if somebody wanted to advertise, or if they wanted to maybe get involved in the project with you, tell them where they can catch you at.
They can catch the fan page if they're Facebook savvy. You can do a word search of Wind and Fire Blind Faith and join the fan page, or you can go to the website that is windandfiretvshow.wetpaint.com. Or if you want to email me, that will be civilwarestudios@gmail.com.
All right. Well, we definitely look forward to seeing the book. I look forward to my not leading role in the movie.
Cameo, we'll blow you up in a car. I told you that last time.
All right. So long as I'm not first. I want to at least
actually be.
Can I be first?
You can be second. How about that?
All right, man.
Thank you, Travis. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. It was a pleasure.
Same here.
Don't forget to come back and, you know, let us know what else is going on when you have more things, you know. Keep us
definitely. Next time I come, I'll tell you where I will be for the book signing. I will be doing a book tour for the graphic novel coming up. So I will keep you guys posted.
All All right. We looking forward to hearing from you and seeing the book, and I especially look forward to being blown up in the car.
Cool. And I got, and Miss 100%, I have that song for you.
Yeah, you might want to start working down, because, you know, it'll take some time.
Wow.
You
know.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. It'll be my pleasure.
All right.
Make sure it's strong, you know.
Okay. Out.
All right. Thanks, Travis. Have a good
y'all evening. Take care.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Mr. Travis Ware. Dark Helmet, writer, director, producer.
King of the Little People.
That's right. Wind and Fire, Blind Faith. Be looking out for it. Coming to a theater near you. And y'all get to see me get blowed up.
Right.
It's going to be awesome. Y'all ain't even going to know what hit you. On that note, we gonna take a break here. We all know it, and if you don't know, you might want to get your shit together. Mother's Day's coming up here, so we want to give a shout out to all the mothers out there, including you, Miss 100%. You
are
appreciated. And if you don't think you are, we gonna go back to the dearly departed, but never miss Mr. Tupac. And this is Tupac, Dear Mama.
On my mama from a jail cell. Can always depend on my mama, and when it seems that I'm hopeless,
There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. There's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with Mr. F the N-Word, and I'm Miss 100%. That was the late, great Tupac Shakur, Dear Mama.
Yep. All you mothers out there. It's your weekend. We want to give a shout out and show our appreciation here, because we do appreciate you for all you do, for all the hugs, kisses, and tears that you dried from my eyes.
Yeah, I miss my mom, but she always knew I appreciated her. Cause I'm mushy, so I like to love on people. I just have a thing about.
Okay, Miss Special Thong. And speaking of special thongs, it's that time of the night, y'all. You know, we talk about our dumb ass and our haters of the week. I almost forgot that.
Yeah. Where's my,
So, you want to tell the people about your dumbass of the week?
Yes. My dumbass of the week is I don't even want to say the guy's name.
Don't say it.
Okay. But it's called Culture of Excuse. Slave owners beat their slaves, says attorney Randall Voigt. Therefore, it's justified for black men to beat their sons. He's defending Isaac Cortez Bynum, who beat his 2-year-old son to death, and says he'll use a post-traumatic slave syndrome defense in a general way, quote unquote. If you're African American and you're living in America, you've been impacted. And I guess basically he's saying because we were slaves, or I was never a slave, but our ancestors were slaves, and it trickled down to this generation still, we beat our kids because we were beat. That's all we know is to beat, and that's why we're, black people are so violent. And the boy's autopsy showed that he had been abused over a lengthy period and had suffered a brain injury, a broken neck, broken ribs, scores of whips and marks all throughout his body. And when he was shown the photo, he said the injury pattern falls in the rubric of normal for descendants of slaves.
All righty then, where's my gun?
Yeah.
Because my dumbass will shoot his dumbass and end the whole dumbass argument.
I want the daddy dead, the lawyer dead, and the person who decided to put this article out there. Yeah, we ain't gonna kill you. We just gonna chop your fingers off so you can't type up no more bullshit like that. How about that?
I'll let 100 say that. My dumbass is actually a couple. They're not quite as dumb as this person, but they are really, really close. We're talking about the Depews, not to be confused with Pepe Le Pew. The Depews, they were trying to hide their marijuana from the police by, take a guess, burning it in the fireplace.
Oh, come on.
You can't make this stuff up. you wanna just pull the Depews to the side and say, homie, you know what? If you burn weed in the fireplace, everybody will smell it. You will give the whole neighborhood a contact.
That's just asinine. Like, well, why would you think that? Come on, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that there's not too much you can say about them. They are special people, who have special they have special abilities that I guess we can't comprehend where they're coming from.
Right, they're just so deep.
Because I'm like, the last thing that I would think of is to, oh, the cops is coming.
Burn all
we gonna do? Burn the weed. Burn it. Hurry up.
So we can send a smoke signal to tell them where we are. Yeah, you're special.
Yeah, that's a special helmet.
Bless their poor little stupid heart.
Right. They just need to take their helmet with stride. No. Here you go, honey. Here's your shiny helmet. Okay, honey. Here's your shiny helmet. You shine, I shine.
Wow.
That's what we talking about.
Get your shine on.
Yes, exactly. But, of course, we have to double it up. We have our haters of the week also. So we can't forget the haters now. Who is your hater, Miss 100%?
All right. My hater is every waiter or waitress that admits to this. There was a study that claimed that 1 in 3 restaurant servers discriminate against Black customers. I'm going to just break it down real quick. They feel that all black people are poorer than people of other races, and therefore they can't afford to give them a tip. So automatically when they see a black person, they give them poor service because they don't expect to get a tip.
All right, well, that don't sound like a hater. That sounds like a dumbass to me. I'm not going to do nothing to mess up my money. I don't care. Black, white,
but here's the
Tino.
Thing. They did the survey in North Carolina.
Well, they ain't that the state that just voted all the no gay marriage and all that other stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where Justin Edwards came
the
from.
Right? To protect Caucasian men.
Right, yeah, because they said they're trying to protect the race because they need more heterosexual sex.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, to me, that just means that the majority of people in North Carolina need special helmets.
Yeah, they surveyed 200 restaurant servers. With 18 restaurant chains, and 86% of them were white. And they said the survey found 52.8% of servers reported seeing other servers. They didn't tell on themselves, that's bitch asses, that if they see an African American, they're going to give them poor service right off the bat.
Right. I mean, but think about that. It's like, yeah, I ain't talking about me. I'm talking about them other people.
Right.
Right. Like you said, bitch ass me.
Right.
My hater is a brother. Not right. a brother, but a brother of a brother.
Oh, yeah. Brother.
Yes, a brother. Anyway, his dude chained up his disabled brother inside the home because his brother would walk off. So he padlocked him around, you know, he padlocked his brother's ankle, and then he lost the key. So, you know, his brother has a developmental disorder, and so he locks him up, lost the key, and so his brother was locked up for like 3 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. You.
Wow.
I mean, you are a hater to the nth power. You know your brother is challenged.
And then, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about this asshole. I don't think he's just a hater. I think he deserves the Miss 100% beatdown. Remember the beatdown that I'm going to give?
That'll make him smarter? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think he deserves that.
I can see that.
And he don't deserve a special helmet. He deserves a special body suit.
No, you know what? But see, here's the thing. You can give him the special helmet and then hit him in the head with the sledgehammer so it rings in his head, and maybe that may trigger whatever that makes him smarter.
Boing!
Yeah, exactly. You get the Bugs Bunny reference, you hit him, boing, and he just starts shaking and shaking and shaking, and then boom. Before you know it, he's smart. No?
That's a good idea, though.
I thought it was a great idea. But I don't know. Maybe some folks don't feel like it. I mean, y'all know we got to talk about these, speaking of great ideas. You know, they have these stupid studies that we always got to attack. I don't understand where they get these dumbass studies from, but we got to jump on them. I was reading this study where they said that recess makes Black and Latino kids learn better. And I'm sitting up here thinking, like, recess makes kids learn better. And then they point out, oh, Black and Latino kids learn better.
Wow.
So white kids don't need recess to learn? Asian kids don't need recess to learn?
Nobody. Said basically they're saying that nobody needs, or well, they're saying Black and Latinos can't handle the pressures of learning without doing anything, without taking a break. You know that stereotype that Black people, you know, we're not good workers, we're, you know, we're lazy, blah, blah, blah. So if they give us an incentive by, you know, giving us frequent breaks or, in this case, recess, we'll be more motivated to do what we're supposed to do. I say, fuck you.
Okay.
That's what I say.
I can do that.
No, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry.
You're not playing?
No, I'm not playing. Just... I mean, when I say, fuck you.
Okay.
Whoever started this bullshit, do something else with your life. Too. Clearly, this is not working for you.
All right. Well, I mean, for me, it only made sense. It only made sense that you would say, okay, so the study saying, oh, well, the Black and Latino kids, when they get to play, they learn? I mean, is that what they're saying?
Wow.
I mean, it's just... You know, this is why I attack these stupid ass studies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they always come out with something like, you know, they came out, oh, well, dinosaur gases warmed the earth. Okay. It's like gas warms the earth. I'm sure my cousin Norman's gas warms the earth too.
Ah! I don't think Nora would appreciate you putting that out there, but okay.
You know what? My cousin, you know, I pull his finger and something to happen. That's what it is. And the point is, people get paid a lot of money to make these stupid ass studies.
Right.
You know, oh, recess makes kids learn better. Really?
Okay, what else you got for me? That's,
yeah. Yeah, and dinosaur gas warmed the earth.
Wow.
Gas warmed the earth. Anybody who's ever had gas, which is everybody, mm-hmm. every day, you know you warming the earth because you warming your own drawers if you're wearing some. I'm just saying. It's...
Really? We go have... Important.
Yeah. I mean, it's asinine that we even talk about stupid shit like this.
Right.
You know, that this is a study that somebody got paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for.
Right.
Yeah, but that's the world we live in. We can't feed the hungry. We can't house the poor, but we can pay for a fucking study.
Yeah. Programs galore and studies to prove what we already know, or you know.
Right. Exactly. Thank you. Thank you, people in charge. May you all fart and die. On that note, I want to thank my man Travis Ware, Dark Helmet, King of the Little People, for coming on the show. You know, greatly appreciated, bro. For Miss 100%. I have F the N word, and we are Smooth Drama, and we out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together, you got
Smooth. Drummer, smooth.